Hello, this message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Musan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
We bring fire, we bring order by your spirit, by your word. No more procrastination, we ascend. Thank you, Lord, by your word today, we ascend. We are energized, we are infused with the inner strength to ascend in every endeavor that you have set in the path for us to go. We give you praise for this. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say after me, my generation will feel my impact. My generation will feel my impact. I was born to win. I will always be a winner. I will never lose. I'm a winner! Glory to God. Say, I win for Jesus. I'm alive to God. I'm alive to God. Wow. Part 4, futuring. We defined futuring from encyclopedia.com last week and even this morning as the field of using systematic process for thinking about, picturing possible outcomes and planning for the future. So there are three stages according to this definition. Thinking about. So for you to future or to see the future, beg your pardon, you have to think about. There must be thinking about. Then we also spoke about the next point when it says, after thinking about, it says, you have to picture possible outcome. This is how to do futuring. Picturing possible outcomes. There must be an imprint of that future in your imagination. Then the next one is you have to start planning about. You have to start planning it. You must plan for the future. Don't let future happen to you. Make your future happen. Be in charge. And this is so amazing. So in first service, I shared with them the major enemy of destiny, which is excuses. And the Bible tells us, it says, the slothful man would assume that there is a lion out there, so he wouldn't go out. That's what the Bible says. So there is a way excuses helps us to imagine an overbloated assumption of danger and therefore stops us cold from stepping out to achieve that dream. And the problem with excuses is you end up disappointing God and everyone that believed in you, and you weaken yourself also. Guess what? Excuses are like you are intentionally increasing the time between you. You are bringing more gaps between you and the destiny ahead of you. And guess what? Your most legit excuse can also serve as a platform to leverage for help. So your excuse in themselves as well are inexcusable. So you have to be bold to take that bold step of faith. Don't chicken out. Refuse to let your background put your back on the ground. You have received the word from God. Confer not with flesh and blood. Use all legit means under God and with the strength and blood and energy and wisdom of your youth age to achieve that goal. Let your generation be proud you came. Leave a mark in the sand of history. Say loud amen. Amen. Be bold about it. Take your youth back. Don't let no devil take your youth from you. Then you have to keep picturing the future. Oh, glory to God. I share with them in the morning on excuses. Now I want to share with you a principle. Turn your Bibles to Matthew 5 and verse 38. Matthew 5 and verse 38. Let's see what the word says in Matthew 5 verse 38. Matthew 5 and verse 38. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 5, can I? He says, ye have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. 39. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn him the other also. Verse 40. And if a man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let them have thy cloak also. 41. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. So I want to teach you this morning in this second service, the second mile principle. You know, let me tell you, this is one of the issues with Bible interpretation where you don't understand the cultural background. Now, according to the Roman law in this time, in Bible days, if a Roman soldier should pass by you, he has the legit right to command you to take his load with him a mile. It was an intentional law to suppress the Jew and make them lose their identity. It's an attack on their identity of the Jew to make them begin to picture themselves as a slave. So if it's Roman soldier, you know, in Bible days, the Jewish people were under the colony of Rome. So they had a rule that when a Roman soldier passes by a Jew, he has the legit right to tell the Jew to take his pack, his load with him at least a mile. So now when Jesus says, if you are compelled to go a mile, go 2 miles. Now that law was actually implemented to paint in the mind of a Jew that is a slave. It was an intentional law to attack an identity. So you could as well say, whatever it is looking like a limitation to your destiny is an attack on your identity. So Jesus says, go within 2 miles. In other words, that same principle that was planned to actually crush you, prove to it that you know you're not a slave, you have the freedom to go 2 miles. Secondly, read the power of it from letting the love in you to come out, for letting the victory in you to come out, for letting your destiny within you to blossom. Read the power of it. Read the power of laws, of natural laws and principles. Rise, ascend above limitations. It's the second my principle that I'm sharing with you. So it's applicable for a love walk. It is also applicable as it regards to doing that which God wants you to do. So an unpleasant situation, you can always see every look, is an attack on identity. So ascend. So how do you apply this? It is applicable for living a life of exemplary love life. And also applies to achieving success. Glory to God. So what happened is, first mile is have to do. Second mile is relationship. It's like law and grace. So law says, do not covet your neighbor's things. Do not kill. That's what the law says. But grace, second mile, says, guess what? Not only will I not steal, I won't covet. I won't even look my neighbor's property twice, because God is able to do for me what he did for my neighbor. Come on. Do you understand? That's why you say the context is talking about if you strike your cheek, turn the other one. In other words, don't give tooth for tooth. Praise God forevermore. That is also applicable for fulfilling your goals, your success. That in a world of cause and effect, you can choose to go the extra mile. You can choose to do that thing better than others. And that will be your own vantage point. You are in a class, they give you assignments. You can do your own better. You can own your skill. You can shine and arise and be the best. Go extra mile. Everybody's reading for 1 hour. Do 2 hours. Go that extra mile. You know, there is a man called Joel Austin. When his dad was alive, his dad was a revivalist. And he's the mate of Kenneth Hagin, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne. In fact, they were all Tulsa guys. They called them Tulsa guys. They were all in Oklahoma. They were doing great stuff for God. T.L. Osborne, Kenneth E. Hagin, Oral Roberts, and John Austin. So, when he was alive, his son, Joel Austin, was the one in charge of media. He was the one handling the camera and all of that. So after his dad passed on and he took the ministry to a new level, where they are using right now is in fact a stadium that was converted They have Spanish audience, they have French audience, they have, it's the biggest church auditorium, so to speak, in America, followed by Creflo Dollar in Georgia. So, when he became a pastor, after every service, when every pastor will go and rest, he will go and sit down with the media and watch them as they edit all the things. Say, my tie is not well there. See, now, you might feel it's too mundane. The truth is, it shows that he pays attention to details. That guy is a neat guy. Forget about, I know that he doesn't necessarily preach doctrinal message, he inspire people, but have you seen the way he dresses? Your best is come. You can achieve your goal. You see, everything clean, neat. Clean guy. Look at another man, Pastor Chris. His own is power, miracles with excellence. Always looking neat. My God. Oh, glory to God. At a time when mediocrity was normal in Nigeria, the video messages of Pastor Chris in the 1980s is better than the video quality of some churches today. I saw an old message of Pastor Chris, and this is what was there. This one that we just did now in 2023. And he was preaching nice, working miracles. I like that. He did something that preachers of his contemporaries weren't doing. He went extra mile. At the time when they were saying, that guy, his church looks like club. Why? Because they were seeing the lights used in club. I don't know who bewitched us that good things must be in bad places. I don't know. They say, those lights that used to shine. When I was in university, I know a big brother who would say, that guy, I can never sit down to you. Look at the video of his church. It looked like club. Why is one place dark? Are they in club? No, why? It's just light effects. They make it dark. They make the light. And the video is beautiful. And the man dresses nice. And he speaks Queen's English. And he works miracles with style. He doesn't say, die, die, die. No. He just speaks to demon. Out. Out. Healed. Out. Out. That's the way he does it. He makes ministry look so beautiful. Gosh. Not, I go into your village now. I see a calabash now. He doesn't do all those trash. He's a man of God. He influenced my life. I don't know if you know I talk like him sometimes. He blesses me. You see, I'm already talking like him already. So whatever and wherever industry you find yourself, you can go extra miles. You can. That will be your vantage point. And everybody is okay at that time in Nigerian church. They were okay with mediocrity. See people tying clothes. You know? That's what they were tying. And Pastor Chris would spend a lot of money on the audience. And his videos were, they banned his atmosphere for miracles. He says, you know what? We are going to be bigger than them. Then he began to work on the website. Pastor Chris was the first person you're going to see start using notes, electronic notes, pocket PCs to preach. They say, those guys, they don't preach with Bible anymore. Hey, look at him. They're not preaching with Bible. And everybody is doing it now. And those that were castigating, now they start modern churches where they now, listen, let me be honest with you. A friend was telling me recently, he says, do I know that there's a church? He mentioned the name. I think it's this church in Australia, this music church, Hillsong, that they've bought a piece of land close to Snoop Dogg in Metaverse. I was first angry. Why did Snoop Dogg first buy it before the church? You know, we have this mindset that we could see Mayweather, somebody that blows people, remove people's teeth to make a living. He can be in a jet and we are okay with it. But if a Bishop Oyedepo is in jet, all the KG blogs, all of them, they will start running their mouth. What has bewitched us? You know the problem? We do not see the necessity to go second mile in life. We are always okay with mediocrity. Now, and this is not in any way to say that you must go and do what you can't do. What I'm saying is, at every level, maintain some level of excellence. If you want to cut your hair, wear a nice hair. As a man, get a shave. If you want to keep beards, cut it clean. If you want to remove all those things like me, can you see? Clean it. Leave this one if you want to. If you don't want to, clean it. Get a nice carving. Look good. It's not expensive. Go the extra mile. Some people, common comments, you see the way they are typing, they don't pay attention to details. What will it cost you to download Grammarly on your phone? You are chatting with me. You are speaking wrong English. What will it cost you? Spend the money. Get someone to help you proofread. Don't post nonsense on Facebook. Some ladies, it is the cap of their what do you call that thing now? Bow straight hair. You see them wearing it all around. That's a dig gong. Isn't this so irritating? There was a day I wore slippers outside. I was in Ife. And I saw one of my church members. That day when I got back, you know, as I saw my church member, I was wearing slippers with short boxers and singlet. I felt like the ground should just open. From that day, I said, God, I will never wear boxers outside anymore. Now, is it a sin? No. I'm talking about second mile principle. Everybody is doing something. What is that cutting edge thing you do that will stand you high? When I was in the university on our block, there was a lot of about three or four persons were selling bread. That was when Yale bread were very popular. You know this Yale bread. So because I went to Bafemi Law University in Lafe, they used to call us Awo Boys. I stayed in Awo Annex. So there's something common. If you know anybody that attended Bafemi Law University, just mention beans. They will tell you. Awo Hall, they used to call us Ewa. Ewa. Beans. We are beans. They call us beans because we eat beans. People, I mean, you find people cooking beans every day. And don't mind us. It's the cheapest food. So everybody will go to this. Three other individuals who sell bread on the block. But one guy now began to sell bread, yellow bread, then it was 15 naira. Once you buy one yellow bread, you get extra pure water. Because he understands that anybody coming to buy bread is because he's cooking beans. So now everybody says, Omo, if I buy bread from this guy, I'll get extra water. Everybody started going. So he took all the customers from the other two guys who began before him. From me, out of sheer pity sometimes, I will buy one from, because I have a lot of money. I remember then my mom used to send me 20K every month. Yes, every day. So I was a rich guy. Yeah. I know 20K can't make air for you now. But it was a lot of money then. So I will buy from the three of them. But I realized that this other guy is only still fresh because he gets to finish it. The sales interval was short. What was the difference? He went the second mile. I've not come here to sermonize you. I want to give you practical teachings this month. There's something extra you need to do. There are many pastors in this street. There are many pastors in this cafe. After every service, ask Pastor David. That's when our work begins. We'll go and listen to our tapes. Ask him with me. We'll listen to it, cut where we want it to be cut, work on the dictions, work on me and him. Ask him. Normally, when pastor finish teaching, they will go back and go and sleep. There is something you must do extra. Now we are getting feedback on social media, getting feedback on how our message is blessing them. There was a guy that taught me project management in 2012. Then I wanted to do my PM High certification. I didn't do it eventually, but I attended all the class in OAU. It was in Ife. It's a big name. He reached out to me. I can show you. He chatted me just yesterday that I've been watching your video and I'm just inspired. I said, what? I'm inspiring someone who once inspired me. When your heroes now start beginning to listen to you. Look, in the world we live now, there is no room for mediocrity. There's no room for it. So you have to go the second mile. People are reading books for 2 hours. They're tired. How about you do 3 hours? And use your own 1 hour to summarize all you read. Do something extra. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that extra. There must be something you gotta do. You don't have to break bank. My wife and I were just in 2 days ago. I have some ministers who chat with me and talk to me on a level of where they think in their mind that I was. You know, there's a senior pastor that I went to see one time in Abuja. I went to his church, and then when he saw me, he was happy. As though my life depended on him. He hugged me in front of his congregation. I was like, hey, why is this man disappointing me? So after the meeting, he was like, wow, it's good to see you. You've been blessing me, man of God. I say, hey, if I hear, say the wine mini. So he was walking me down. In his mind, service is done. His protocols were all there with their distant ears. Well, so he was just talking. Ah, good to see you, man of God. You blessed me. I listened to you today. But I was just gisting. I didn't want to bring my phone out because he was with his phone out. I said, hey. No. One of his church members, who was someone I met when I was still working then, with Simba as in sales, institutional sales lead for my company, is a conglomerate. So I met that woman. She organizes trade fairs in Abuja. I don't want to mention her name. I don't want to give her free advertisement. So we met, and that was how we met. So she attends. When she saw me, she said, ah, so you are a pastor. I always knew. Whenever we're having B2B, because I'm in charge of B2B and B2G, that means I stand for my company to negotiate with governments and to negotiate with other businesses. I don't do business to customers. I don't do that. He said, whoa, I have seen you. Also give me like his life depends on it as well. I said, okay. Now, here's the point. He was walking me down to the garage of where they were using them. In his mind, I came with the car. So when we're about to get to the garage, he was just working with the protocol. I say, oh, wait a minute. I need to answer some mails and all that. Which is true, actually. There were some mails that I supposed to answer that day, but I did not answer it. That was then I knew I needed to answer those mails. So I said, I'll just look for a corner somewhere. Juan, I didn't want him to take me to the garage because he's going to enter his SUV. Meanwhile, I was going to call Uber. I answered the mail so that it don't be like I lied. Then I now use the rest opportunity to send, to call, to book for a bar, and to book for boats to come and pick me. And this has happened once, twice, thrice, several times. It's packaging. Look, let me tell you. A whole man of God, Samuel was the biggest name in Israel. The biggest seer, a man of God. Guess what? When he got to the house of Jesse and he saw Eliab, the guy was well dressed. His breasts were jumping like this. His muscles, he looked so clean. The Bible says when Samuel saw him, Samuel says, surely the Lord's anointed is here. God had to shout from heaven, no! He's not the one! I have rejected him. Now, if Samuel, a prophet, could be deceived by an outlook, listen, the world system don't care what is inside. So, the best thing is, look like it, especially if you are it. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't say, it doesn't matter. It's the spirit that matters. It's what I know. I know. And you wear boxers. And then your shirt is like this. Then your this is, and then you are walking like this. You are walking. You see, Excellence. Somebody say excellence. You know, we're talking about futuring, right? So you have to go the second mile. So rather than doing the minimum, do the maximum. Get dissatisfied with mediocrity. A mediocre mindset will produce a mediocre outcome. There is something you have to do. There's something you have to add. Go the second mile. Dress like what you are, especially when you are what you say you are. Because in reality, the interface between, all right, how people value you and what your value truly is your presentation. It is true, after all, that you'll be addressed the way you dressed. Some ladies are dressing in a sexy way. They want to look sexy. And you are wondering why every guy wants to have sex with you. What do you look at? What are you expecting? How about if you dress classy? Ask guys. They will tell you. When we were in school, and those that are in school too will tell you. Guys, we used to discuss in the hostel. We know the ladies in faculty that you know that this one, you can't come and do nonsense with them. They don't dress anyhow. They dress classy. They look classy. They talk classy. They are very assertive. They are not disrespectful. You say hi. They say, hi, good morning. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning. The same department. And they just go that way. Good morning. How are you? I'm fine. Good to see you. Oh, and I like your tie. Oh, I like it. Thank you so much. Thank you. And then they go. But there are some, those ones, they are the ones that come and they always wear skirt. You know those ones, they are the ones that the guys will be touching their bum bum. You have to go the extra mile. Go the extra mile. Don't sell yourself too cheap. The second mile principle is a push for excellence. Look, what I'm sharing with you is so important that you could be so anointed, so gifted, yet without knowing this, can hinder you from your full potential. Because if there is a system of reward there out in the world, where referral and recommendation is the major reward system for excellence. Listen, the world cannot reject excellence when they see it. Check out David. I know that there are some times when you have to evolve. For example, it is possible that playing harp will bring you to the palace, but you have to slay your giant to remain in the palace. So at some point, you may have to evolve, all right? And evolve doesn't necessarily mean you are changing your line of business, but somehow you are getting better. You are doing something extra to own your skill, to get better. A mediocre, input will bring a mediocre output. You have to put in the best. Excellence, listen, efficiency is doing the right thing. Effectiveness is doing the right thing well. Excellence is doing right things well. So you have to decide that, you guess what? I'm going to be excellent in what I do. I'm going to go extra mile. Even dressing that I'm talking about, you don't have to break bank to look good. How many of you know since this church began, I've always looked good? Now let me shock you. When we first came to this cafe, I went to Under Bridge Maraba to get 500 naira white shirt. I bought 6. I remember then some ladies in our church, then they've graduated now. They used to come and meet me, Pastor, you really like white shirt? I said, yeah, it's my best color. And it's not true. Now I can afford a shirt, 50K, yeah. But then it was 500 naira. Yeah. And I will call Pastor Paul, he has a laundry outfit. He still does anyway. Pastor Paul, starch these ones. You will starch the white. There's a way starch give you glory. Now starch the shirt with a nice tie. And with a nice shoe, get a nice belt. Of course, I've always been a shoe fan. My shoes have always been very good. Get a Dubai shoe, wearing on it. I can have just 2 shoes for a whole year. Even right now, I have just two shoes. I'm not shy to say it. Listen, I'm telling you, it's excellence. But when you see me, that pastor, the dress. But listen, meanwhile, you have more clothes than I do. I don't have more than 7 shirts. I don't. I've never had more than 8 shirts at once before in my life. Once they start getting old, I dry clean them and give them out to buy another 8. I don't do this. You know, ladies will have plenty of clothes. I don't know what I'll wear this morning. It's because you have too much. This is my wedding suit. I told the guy, he says they want to make a nice suit. I said, look, I don't want all the ones that I used to have design, all those kind. I said, I want suits that I will wear the next day to church. Because I'm a pastor. I must turn all my suits to church suits. There's no one hanging, and I'll refuse to be big. My tummy, if it's going big, it must go down. The suit must size me because I paid good money for the suit. Somebody say excellence. Excellence. Joseph was reputed for interpreting dreams. And when his time came, they mentioned his name in the palace. How about David? David was known to be excellent at playing instruments. When spirit was disturbing Saul, they sent for him in the palace. Nobody can reject excellence when they see it. And in a world where referral recommendation seems to look like the major referral system of rewarding hard work and your potentials, then it's important, therefore, that you hone your skill, you get excellent at what you do, because, listen, your future determines on the visibility of your potential. And if referral and recommendation is a major key way of announcing you to the world, then you have to take excellence as big deal, something you must work on, something you must give attention to. You must add excellence to what you do. Because people who are used to excellence, when they see a mediocre job, when they see a mediocrity in what you do, you already lost favor with them. Because listen, let me tell you, favor is not always something free. Let me give you an instance. Pastor David Ibiyome was sharing one time last year. They got a property in the US. That property is about 7 million US dollars worth property. They got it for $10. I didn't say $10 million or $10,000. $10, like 5,000 naira at $1 per 500 then. Let me tell you what happened. It's a property, a church property with a swimming pool, with old water baptism place. It's a large property with insurance. So this church, they want to sell out. So the board of trustees now said, you know what, instead of selling out, let's look for a ministry that is doing well, that we can give it out at a very minimal cost, the board of trustees. So they went online and they were looking for ministries that are in America that are doing well in their province. So the only two major ministries came out. What's the name of this man that does evangelism that is going to be with the Lord? This popular evangelist. No, not Reinhard Bonnke. No. He's a tall, he speaks motivational, but he's an evangelist anyway. No, not Mike Murdock. No, not Monroe. I've forgotten his name. I'll remember. So his ministry and salvation ministry were the ministry they saw online in the year that they saw their operations. Billy Graham. So they sent for the ministry and said, we saw the growth. We saw your population in church. We saw the growth. We see excellence. We see, do you mind to take this place? Wouldn't we say, I will not go take? 7 million worth US dollars of property with insurance. Do you know what is $7 million? $1 million is like 750 million naira. $1 million. In the black market. That's like over 5 billion property gotten for $10. They give them all the property. So I was telling my neighbor, you know, earlier this year, all right, she started doing some things. She would come and give me a little of it. It's so tasty, so nice. I said, are you on Instagram? She said, no, we are just trying. We are still thinking. You don't know that some people will be in curfew right now. They will just have a craving of some kind, or maybe they have a need, and they will just go on websites, on Google. Who can make nice air in curfew? You don't know. People search for anything on Google now. And your business is not on Google. We don't know. There's no... And you want to command some results. Share whiny meaning. You have to do that extra thing. Say you are a pastor. You don't study the Bible. You don't listen to other sound teachers. You don't learn mannerisms. You don't learn homiletics. You come. Praise the Lord. I want to share with us today from the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, you don't know that when you want to come and preach, the first thing you do is you go to the restroom and empty your bowel. Some people don't know. You don't know etiquette of your job. You don't know how you need to talk. You don't know how you need to learn diction. Or pay people to help you. Like in my house, now my wife corrects me. All my English is wrong. I said hermeneutics. He said it's not hermeneutics. Ah, it is hermeneutics. I said no. He said it's hermeneutics. I said hermeneutics. He said it's not it's hermeneutics. I said almost 1 hour I practiced it. Hermeneutics. You have to learn this thing. It's called the second mile principle. You must go the second mile. The first mile will put you on the average. The second mile will be your vantage point. That's what I want to share with you. It's so simple. We're talking about futuring. Be dissatisfied with mediocrity. If you want to cut your hair, look neat. See, let people know you for excellence. Praise the Lord. Guess what? Excellence immortalizes your value. After you are gone. How many of you know when Mary Kay died? How many of you knew when she died? Some of you don't know. She died in the early 2000s. And as at this year, last year when I Googled, she was still among the 18th most patronized care and beauty product in the world. Someone died over 20 years ago. Don't you understand what I'm saying? Excellence immortalizes your value. After you are gone, you still remain. Excellence. How many of you know when Steve Jobs died? Steve Jobs is dead for long. A poll was done on social media. Out of 10 people, they were asked, Mac or PC? Mac. Out of 10, 9 said Mac. iPhone or Android? 10 out of 10 said iPhone. This is a man who is gone for years. And when they asked them, why Mac? Why iPad? Why iPhone? They said, no. Where do you live? My name is XYZ. Where do you live? I live in Las Vegas. You own all your rent? I own. Which is the most overrated, product? Balenciaga. Overrated. Okay. PC or Mac? Excuse me. Mac, of course. iPhone or Android? You don't even need to ask me. iPhone, of course. This is a man that is gone for so many years. If Motorola does a phone and they say that phone is water resistant, iPhone does a phone and they say it's water resistant, and they say it's the same price, well, which one will you choose? So you can see. Because when you hear iPhone, Apple, you think of quality. You think of excellence. people out of Nairobi saying he's overrated. They are just collecting people's money. He's just, you know, get money. Now, I was telling my wife, I don't really like Apple like that. I like Android. I like my PC. So. Just touch my head. Think, you know, because you don't get money. Some of your desires, they are just shaped by poverty and lack of excellence. Just mediocrity. See, I called you to church today to inspire you. Think excellence. See, look at what God, look at this. Let me show you something. Look at this. Look at 1 Samuel 6 verse 14. 1 Samuel 16 verse 14. Now, 1 Samuel 16 verse 14. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. So there's a problem here. Verse 15. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Verse 16. Let our Lord now command thy servant, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player. That means he is known to be an excellent player on an app. And it shall come to pass when the evil spirit of the God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. See. Verse 17. And Saul said unto his servant, provide me now a man that can play well. Somebody say, play well. Say it again. I told you a story last week that Pastor Paul had one guy staying with him. And that guy says he's a tailor. And Pastor Paul giving clothes. How do you give somebody clothes the first time, second time, and each time they're bringing in, there's always a patch? New clothes. Saying, I do mistake. And when he was complaining, about three other persons too complains the same. Pastor Paul called him and says, look, go and spend money to learn this skill well. Don't be in a hurry to earn without first learning well. He has left. Is it Pastor? Is it still tailoring again? He has left it. Provide me now a man that can play. That can what? Play well. A woman from Texas reached out to me last year around November. And said, Pastor, I see you are doing so many wonderful things with youth. Do you know anybody in your church that actually feels he can pastor well? And let's put him on payroll. Our church in Port Harcourt, we just moved down to the U.S. We just want him to go and just, you know, pastor them and all of that. I think it was time when everybody was gone home. And I say, well, all of them don't go out. I mean, I can't leave my church. I say, okay, who have you sent? Nobody. I can't release Pastor Tadra. He's a student. And even if he's not a student, it's not possible. Do you understand what I'm saying? But there was none. So if I receive my friend Doreen called me from Dallas and said, she likes my designs, that who does my designs, that I just followed the guy's number. You know what the guy did? That was last year. This year, that was previous years. The following year, which was last year, you know what the guy did? He slashed our agreement by 20%. So I paid 20% less just by referral. And let me even tell you, listen, look, if you jettison excellence, even in your Bible study, how do you study the Bible? Some people have newspaper Bible. You know what is newspaper Bible? A Bible that has no reference, nothing dividing, no topic card, nothing. Just Genesis, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, everything. They stop. at the end too, nothing, no glossary. Some people don't even read glossary, they don't read index, they don't look at those things. Oh, and you want to be a Bible student. Support in law. You are gone. Somebody say excellence. Provide me a man that can play well and bring him to me. He could play well. Now think about this. David was going to stand before Saul. And what he was going to tell Saul was a CV of how he has killed lion and the bear. Otherwise, Saul won't let him face the giant, even though he had the power to face the giant. The world system is designed in such a way that if you don't have what would make you stand before people who look at credentials and abilities, even though you have an innate ability to do something else, you won't be permitted to. So while you are going to stand before Saul, you must be able to say, I've killed my bear, I've killed my lion, I can face this giant too. Then Saul will say, the Lord be with you. And as you face the giant, you won't tell the giant, I've killed lion, I've killed bear. No, you are going to use the resources that you have inside. Because the world don't understand that you have a spiritual resource. You don't go and bargain for a contract with your spiritual ability. But you have to show them precedence of success in other things you've done that will make them give you the opportunity. It is when you now got the opportunity, you now employ your spiritual ability to bring the excellence. And when he faced Goliath, he says, look, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Before Saul, I come to you for permission in the name of my ability that I have killed lion and bear. Before giant, in the name of the Lord. Listen, that is how the world system is designed. So you have to have a precedence. You have to have a consistency of excellence in that which you do. The future is for those who prioritize excellence above quantity. Let me show you this. Look at Joseph that I mentioned. Genesis 41 verse 9. My time is up. Genesis 41 verse 9. I told you we don't take time this year. Then speak the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servant and put me in word in the captain of the guard house, both me and chief baker. Verse 11, and we dreamed a dream in one night. I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. Verse 12, and there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. And each man according to his dream, he did interpret. Verse 13, and it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself. See, maybe you don't understand. He was interpreting people's dream right there in the prison. Now the dreamers now dreamt. Nobody to interpret. They sent for Joseph. Just to tell you the protocol, before Joseph will stand before king, they have to go and shave him. And we look at it. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself, changed his raiment, and came in into Pharaoh. That's the teaching on its own entirely. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Do you understand? What Pharaoh heard was his skillfulness. But what he was going to employ to solve the problem was God. So before the world, you have to present skill, smartness, alacrity, effectiveness, excellence. But when you are now given the task, you know it is not in your skills. It is God. So you use the God factor. This is very simple. Excellence. I pray for you. All the prices you need to pay to be the best in all that God will have you do, may you have that inner fortitude to do it in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and worship Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Say after me, I do what I do the best way the first time. Say it. Say it again.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiries, to get more messages, and for counseling, please visit our website www.cornerstoneglobal.org or call the number +234 91 60 84 88 80. God bless you. We love and celebrate you.